Thank you. We have about five questions in Q&A. I think maybe I'll try to lock them together, give them to you all at once. And we want to be sensitive of your time, and we have other business to get to. So I'll just very quickly summarize these five questions, if it's all right with you. The first one deals with the anchor system. How far out do they extend from the windmill? How much area around the turbine will be off limits to commercial fishing, lobster, and dredge activity? That's one. Two, have you modeled vessel impacts on the hull integrity? And similar to that, have you looked at anticipated marine growth on the hull? And you know, how often do you anticipate the hulls to be cleaned? And then finally, a question on the Norwegian experience with Maine State government. How do you think that will affect investors going forward? Sorry for that mouthful.
John, thank you for asking all the questions in a firestorm. And now you're testing my memory. So I'm gonna go with the first one. The first one is, how far do the mooring anchors extend from the hull? If you're using steel chains, it's roughly 3 to 1. The scope of the mooring line is about 3 to 1. In essence, the distance from the hull to the anchor is 3 times the water depth, roughly. Okay, so if you're in 300 feet of water, then you'd be in you'd have roughly 900 feet distance from the mooring, from the hull to the mooring anchor. That's basically what you're looking at. That's when you use a steel chain technology. If you go to synthetic mooring line technologies, we hope our goal is to reduce that distance, okay, by going to synthetic moorings. So a synthetic mooring would have roughly, if all goes well, 2 to 1 or less potentially scope. So in 300 feet of water, the mooring anchor would be about 600 feet far from the hull if we use synthetic mooring lines. So basically we draw it down. Okay, so that's the answer on the mooring system question. There's another question related to
the hull design. Have you tested the integrity and then marine growth on the hull?
Yeah. So the marine growth question, yes, the hull is being designed for marine growth on it. Okay, we know marine growth will take place whether we like it or not, and so the beauty of marine growth is almost neutrally buoyant. The kind of marine growth we're looking at. We've done some studies where we looked at how fast marine grows in certain areas. Based on these studies, we're designing the hull to already take to have a certain amount of marine growth, the marine growth that we expect in essence. So the answer for marine growth, yes, the hull is being designed for marine growth already. The next question is ship impacts. The American Bureau of Shipping actually has requirements to put bulkheads in the flotation columns to address ship impact. So of course we haven't run any ship onto our hull yet, and don't plan to. But depending on the size of the ship that's going to impact the hull, you can potentially have a puncture of the hull. And the question is, how do you deal with it? So the design we have has horizontal diaphragms inside the flotation columns, such that if there is an impact, the amount of water that the hull can take is limited to the distance between the diaphragms. Does that make sense? So therefore, if we get a ship impact, we design the hull to take essentially a certain angle, pitch angle. It will pitch so much when the distance between the two diaphragms filled up with water, and it's still serviceable. So you can go in there, fix it, pump the water out, and continue to use it. So that's the way it's designed right now. So it's designed to accommodate a ship impact that will fully puncture the hull, and it will still not sink it. So hopefully that answers that question.
Yes, and there are a couple other questions in the chat room, but we're going to need to move on. We have some Coast Guard business and some housekeeping matters. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to getting an update in this forum in the future. So thank you so much, Dr. Dagher. And I know there's a lot of work being done on this and a lot of opportunities for the public to comment. So again, thank you so much and look forward. forward to having you back again.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. Appreciate all the great questions that you've all had, and look forward to working.